certainly our first half performance was probably certainly in spells maybe as poor as we've played this season. I thought that once we conceded the first goal, we tried to be a bit expansive in terms of trying to get that next goal, and that ultimately cost us the second one. I think the way Aston Villa play, I think it's crucial you get the first goal against them, because you make them have to come out, and then it opens the pitch up and it gives us the best opportunity going on winning the game. So I don't want to take anything away from Aston Villa, but we've just got to look at us, and we'll certainly play better.
What do you think Jordan Hugill will learn from the experience of going up against a former Champions League winner in John Terry on Wednesday?
He's certainly played better, Jordan, as have probably the rest of the team. So I think for us, what we need to do is just draw a line under that game, put it to bed, and we need to move on to Saturday, because that now becomes the most important one.
And of course, you've got two trips to East Anglia in the course of November. You've got Norwich at the end of the month. You've got Ipswich on Saturday. Just how big a challenge will that be for your side?
Yeah, I think both games will be difficult for different reasons. I think the testing thing for us at the moment is the fact, obviously, we're missing so many players. I mean, I think that's certainly probably unprecedented in terms of the amount of injuries in the same position. But hopefully, Paul will be okay, and then we can sort of piece together a back four and go down and hopefully play as well as we can.
This is not meant to be a slight on Ben, who was the captain on Wednesday, but do you miss Paul's sort of leadership and experience on the pitch like that?
I just think we missed experience in general.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think what tends to happen is when everyone's going well, I think having a group of young lads is fine. I think when you maybe have a couple of games where you maybe, like say Wolves and Fulham, where you don't get what you deserve, you're in danger of any of their heads going down. Whereas I think experienced players, having been there on numerous occasions before, they then rally the rest of the team and get them ready and make sure that you do what's required to get the points, because it's all fine and well playing some nice stuff when you're playing well. It's maybe when you're not playing so well, you need to find and manage the game to get to the point where you're getting something from it.
How is the medical team coping with all these injuries? Is it a bit stretched?
It's not as if it's all sort of short-term injuries we're dealing with. So it's a vast majority have been operations. So they're longer-term injuries. I mean, Tom Clark snapped his Achilles, so he had to have an operation. Ben's had his appendix out, so there's an operation. Tommy Spurs had an operation. Greg Cunningham's had an operation. I mean, so Tommy Spurs had an operation. I mean, there's numerous of them have had operations. So it's not as if it's ones where it's all soft tissue work and we need to get them all sort of rattled through and get them treated daily.
The physio's not really having to work more than normal here, is he?
More rehab as much as anything else, because they're all on their way back, but certainly at different stages, and it's just being able to cater for each of them. So, but listen, we've got programmes for every single player. They're all getting back as soon and as quickly as they can. But it's like anything else, when you're bringing them back, you certainly don't want to rush it and then break them back down. So we had that issue with Declan earlier in the season. We'll try to get Declan back quickly, and that sort of held him up as much as anything else. So we find ourselves in a position now, we're getting scans for Josh Earle and Callum Woods, and then we'll find out the extent of both, and then we'll take it from there.
One player we haven't mentioned, Marnik Vermeil as well, apparently he's unavailable. Is he injured at the minute?
Yeah, Marnik hasn't been available. John Welsh hasn't been available. I mean, so these are other guys that we haven't spoken about that have been out for different reasons. So we're hoping that John and Marnik hopefully will train today, and then we'll see how they go for the weekend.
So basically, we're looking here at two lots of entire back fours. So two right backs, two left backs, and centre backs unavailable through injury.
Pretty much. And a centre midfield player and John. So it's not been great in terms of injuries. And listen, nobody cares. I mean, that's a simple fact. People just want you to go and win games. So I'm not sitting here crying about it. I'm just sort of letting you know what the situation is and we need to deal with it.
You've already promoted from the youth team this season with Josh Earle, who's done brilliantly, let's face it. Is there anybody else out there who you might be able to turn to at least supplement squad numbers at this stage?
Yeah, we've got two young lads that are training with us daily at the moment. We've got Jack Baxter. I think he had his 17th birthday last week, so we're getting younger and younger. And we've got Tom Stead as well. But as I said to you, it's experience we're missing and lacking at the moment. And that's the difficulty, is because although the young lads are good players and they'll come in and have an impact, the biggest thing we need is probably guys who have been there, because looking at last season, when maybe you had a couple of difficult times, you could call upon Tom Clark, Alex Baptiste, Paul Huntington, Aidan McGeady, guys who had been there, done it numerous occasions, and know how to turn it round. So we've got other boys there who hopefully they'll stand up to the challenge.
Just a word on Ipswich, just how good a side are they?
Yeah, I went and watched them against Cardiff. I travelled down Tuesday night to watch the game so I could watch them before we played them. They made 6 changes to their team, which was frustrating because, in my eyes, it's their best players left out the side, so they're obviously keeping them fit for the weekend. So we're just going to have to make sure that we go there and try and play as well as we can, but they're certainly beatable.
And you'll probably get a bit of stick, no doubt, being a former Norwich boss. Will you relish that?
I'll be honest with you, I get stick most places I go anyway, so it doesn't make any difference to me.